It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Last weekend, Troy, Victoria, and I had a little holiday from farm drudgery. We had the good fortune to attend a Baroque music concert at Holy Trinity Church in Hudson. Musicians of the Four Nations Ensemble, with guest artists from afar, played lute, continuo, viola da gamba, harpsichord, and violins. The Amor Artis Chorus from New York City joined them with some amazing soloists. All gave what I'd have to say was a magnificent performance in an impressive space. I was transported. So were the 41 or so other audience members, who seemed similarly enthusiastic. In a space that could have accommodated hundreds, we barely outnumbered the performers. As we left, I commented that perhaps Troy and Victoria might feel some kinship with the musicians we had just seen as they embark on a career involving producing and selling products, in their case, heritage meats and poultry and farm fresh vegetables, for an apparently limited customer base. Troy responded that he had long found it amazing how classical musicians, such as those we had seen, spend decades cultivating an awesome skill that is both so specific and so underappreciated. Of course, developing specific expertise is something of a natural human inclination and a requirement of living in society. As bees develop into worker bees, drones, foragers, and the queen bee, we humans as a species specialize too. We live in a social structure of interdependence. In our incredibly complex economy, there are thousands of skills necessary and thousands of different job categories requiring specific skills. Government-supported compendia like the Dictionary of Occupational Titles and ONET describe the particular aptitudes and styles that may make one successful in filling particular jobs. But what is it about those who don't seem to move themselves toward a specialization because they know you have to have a job? How does one explain the self-motivators who develop particular passions for obscure and often profoundly unremunerative endeavors and follow a vision that seems to spring from within? How do I explain Peter, my late partner, whose legacy of studying and appreciating kilims, Middle Eastern flat weavings, led him to accumulate a substantial collection of artifacts that now have hardly any market at all? He did not assemble them in the expectation that they would be appreciated and he'd make a killing, but out of the belief that they should be appreciated, and it was his mission to educate people into appreciating them. Similarly, how do I explain the friend who has made a career of writing historical novels set in Republican presidencies? It does not seem to me that he does so in the expectation that somehow books in that niche will sell better, if books at all still sell, but rather because of the genuine pleasure he takes in doing particular types of historical research and in bringing the ideas and ethia, that's the plural of ethos, folks, associated with those presidencies to life. His and Peter's are highly individual artistic visions, and like the classical musicians we saw last week, their pursuit cannot possibly be explained by the expectation of financial reward. Certainly there are potential rewards associated with the pursuit of personal visions. Critical acclaim, perhaps, or the sense of achievement when one has been particularly successful in realizing one's vision, or at the very least acknowledgement that you've accomplished something by somebody. This week, I learned that Peter's distinctly unremunerative passion for breeding American Caracal sheep is being recognized. Troy's hard work reconstructing the genealogical record of our sheep herd has led to the realization that it now constitutes something of a distinct bloodline, which the Caracal Shepherds Alliance advisors have determined to name Peter Davies Caracals in recognition of his 17 years of devoted breeding. Lambs born since Peter's death in this bloodline will be recognized as part of the Peter Davies Memorial Bloodline in the Caracal Shepherds Alliance Registry. That recognition pleases me greatly. I've from time to time in the past described farms as works of art. farmers pursue particular visions. They sculpt the land and create landscapes. They orchestrate the interplay of all the species that comprise the cast of their farm's characters. Victoria and Troy are not working on a blank canvas, but as I watch them shape the farm they want to have, it's not hard for me to see a highly individual artistic impulse driving them. I'm not quite sure how they'll pursue their vision, ultimately, but I'm increasingly confident that it is a deeply impelled one and likely to be realized.
Agriculture is underwritten by Tricana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.